The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3301. There were a couple of news stories crossing my radar about the Acolyte and some stuff revealed in interviews. And I thought to myself, well, this is odd because the actors are on strike and the writers are on strike. So what's going on here? So there is an easy answer, and it also leads to a conversation about how we think about this strike and what it means for us as we consider Star Wars storytelling coming up. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So I started seeing some news stories coming across my radar, people talking about interviews that were being given by Leslie Headland, who's the showrunner for The Acolyte, and a bunch of actors who are in The Acolyte. And I'm seeing these today, and I'm thinking to myself, why is this happening? Because, of course, as we talked about last week, the SAG-AFTRA strike began on, I think it was midnight or 12:01 a.m. on Thursday, and no one's supposed to be doing any promotional stuff as part of the strike parameters. So what's going on? It turns out there's actually a very simple explanation. So the Dagobah Dispatch, which we've talked about here on the podcast before, that is the podcast hosted by Entertainment Weekly that covers Star Wars. They published a new episode on Thursday, as it turns out, with all of these interviews with various people from The Acolyte. So all of those interviews had to have been recorded prior to the strike being put into effect. So that's a thing I think we're going to be seeing more of in the coming weeks and months, with all the stuff that various studios have had in the pipeline, including, say, for example, the Ahsoka series, like all the pre-recorded interviews and whatnot they did leading up to and before the strike went into effect. They've got all that content, and so they still have the ability to release some of that. And for all we know, we're going to start seeing some of that released with disclaimers that say it was recorded prior to July 13th at 12:01 a.m. So that way, everybody knows that there's no strike breaking happening as they publish these things. So a question that sort of follows on with this is that if the actors and writers are not going to quote unquote support the projects that are upcoming for them in the means of press junkets and convention appearances and red carpet premieres and whatnot, then should you and I, as consumers of this content, should we perhaps not support it as well? But I think the notion of support is kind of different for the actors and writers versus those of us who get to enjoy what they've created. And in fact, neither the Writers Guild nor SAG-AFTRA have called for any kind of boycott of content being produced by the studios. So that's one thing. And another thing is that all of this content that's still coming out that they've had in the pipeline and that they're going to be releasing kind of as slowly as possible to blunt the effects of the strike and to stretch out what they have in the pipeline. Like, that stuff, when it gets released, is going to get actors and writers paid, albeit at a much lower level than they are arguing that they should get, that they're trying to negotiate for, and quite frankly, you know, my two cents, that they definitely deserve. And yes, money goes to the studios, and it's more than it should be compared to what's going to the writers and actors, but something's going to the writers and actors, and it's better to get them something and show that you still support the work that they're doing, even as you share your support vocally for the writers and actors in getting the things that they are demanding in their negotiations. I mean, that's the way I'm thinking about things as I look at Lucasfilm and Star Wars projects and all the passionate people that are creating them, all the things that we have to look forward to with The Acolyte and Ahsoka and Skeleton Crew and whatever will eventually get to us with Andor and Mando Season 4. It's still an amazing time to be a Star Wars fan, even if things are rather challenging right now for the writers and the actors, and hopefully they'll be able to get back to the table and make some headway so that way we can all get back to creating and enjoying and loving all of the wonderful new Star Wars content that is ahead for us. So now you know, if you see interviews with Rosario Dawson and Tasha Lube or Dassault or anybody else associated with the Ahsoka series coming out now, you'll know, yeah, it was definitely probably recorded prior to July 13th, 2023 at 12:01 a.m. Pacific. And that right there is going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.